Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Thank you so much, Carl, for that amazing introduction, and thank you for taking the time to join me today for our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Of course, Friday is always my favorite day of the week because I have the opportunity to not only share time with my friends, but also make new friends. And Liz M. Raymond is our guest today. Liz, of course, is my business partner at Graduate Thriver. She's a single mom of two grown sons. She's a serial entrepreneur, a professional business organizer, an accounting professional with 30 years in the field, champion of women, a philanthropist, and Liz loves to help women entrepreneurs gain economic independence through business financial literacy, connecting the dots between the businesses they birthed and the money systems that get them there, especially single mompreneurs. The message she is on a mission to share is, you have a choice whether you choose to do or don't do. The choice is yours. It all begins from within. So welcome, Liz, and happy Friends Friday.
Happy Friends Friday, my friends.
It's so great to have you here. We always have very interesting conversations when you join me. And of course, today, we are talking about one of the four C's for success. I consider it the third C, which is community. So, Liz, I know you're all about building community. And last week, I had a guest on, Brenda, who is a community builder as well. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on how to build a successful community.
Well, I really think, you know what, when I really needed one a long time ago as a single mom, I really had to find single moms that thought about raising their children the same. We were kind of like-minded, had the same kind of values, so that we were in sync with each other and we treated our kids pretty much alike. So it was having that commonality so that we had that belonging where, you know, we knew that we could trust each other and depend on each other. So that was really important. What I thought we needed as a community to be able to, you know, support us in some ways that we needed.
That's awesome, because you know what? You could be surrounding yourself by individuals that might not be of like mind, even though they're single moms. I actually recently found an article that a fellow wrote, Alex Hillman. His website is dangerouslyawesome.com. And it's three necessary ingredients for community. So this article I found very interesting because it really helps you to clarify and understand how to build a strong, successful community. And one of the things that really caught my attention was, of course, having a starting point, because we talk about the starting line, right? And in order to reach any goal successfully, you need to know where your starting point is. You need to be able to measure so that you can understand how far you've come or how much work you need to do to get you to where you want to be, right?
Right. And I found it interesting that, you know, the foundation, as he talks about them, you know, the first one, of course, is key, is having people. I thought, how funny is that? I didn't know, quite sure if that was a little bit of his humor or what, you know, but definitely the, you know, the foundation of having people in your community was definitely key. But I really found it interesting, the three factors that he mentioned, like the participation, relationships, and empathy, and how he talked about them, how they were important and interconnected.
Yeah, and the other point that he mentions is those three things, like obviously you need to have people in your community, However, it's the participation of the people that you can actually measure so that you know if you're building a strong community. And I really loved the fact that participation, relationships, and empathy are all three things that you can actually measure. In order to accomplish a goal, you have to be able to measure the steps that are getting you there. And that's one of the things that I thought was quite fascinating. Now, we don't have time to go through all of the details of this, and I think it might be interesting to come back to it, but what was one of the prominent things that you found in this article that really stood out for you?
Well, really, it was the relationships and the actions participating, you know, because we all want to belong to something. We want to belong to a group that gives us that bigger sense of belonging. And it actually took me back to remembering that when I was a kid, my mom would take us to the church, and where there was always things going on to support members of the community and whatnot. And it was really cool how everybody, and I didn't know this at the time of my age, had empathy for the people that we were supporting. And everybody was coming together to do something to be able to do that. And so that's what really, when I read this, I went, oh, that's exactly what that was. And my mother was teaching me that at a young age.
Yep. I always compare to my mother-in-law, because she too was very connected to the church. She was a Catholic Women's League leader of her church. And you're right. As soon as there was a funeral, for example, well, they were all right in there together making sandwiches and making the lunch for the funerals. If there was a fire, they would find ways of gathering the clothes and everything that they needed. And so that was kind of like the anchor for the community, was the women that were heading up the activities within the church environment. And so that definitely is a community in itself. I found it very fascinating that you brought that up, and that triggered me to think about my mother-in-law and all her activities that she did at the church and the rummage sale. And sometimes my husband kind of makes funny faces when I'm out there doing my thing and trying to give back and make a difference in the community. And one of the big things that, as you know, I have done for many years after I rolled my car, I made a commitment to thank the people in my community for the services that they provide, particularly the first responders. I called that the big give. And you and I had an opportunity to do that last year together. Tell me a little bit about what you thought of the experience.
Oh, that was so much fun, because we brought Aubrey, my granddaughter, with us. And it was funny because at first she just thought it was so odd, so weird. Like, she says, "Grandma, we're really going to go to these places where people don't know us and give them treats." And I went, "Yeah, that's to say thank you for doing what you do and supporting us and helping us and letting them know that we think about them." And it was really interesting to see how she reacted to the people greeting us and saying thank you for the gifts of being surprised and the firefighters and whatnot. So it was interesting to be able to provide that opportunity for her to participate in something like that, because we don't normally. And right. For you sharing with her what the big give was really made an impact for her. And so something she's looking forward to being able to do again.
Awesome. You know, the big give, the whole purpose of the big give is that people in their own community do something extra special nice on that day. I chose December 13th because it's 12 days before Christmas. And so the concept is being kind from your heart, not necessarily about all of the gifts and everything that is surrounded by the Christmas holiday and promoted by the media about buying gifts and all that kind of stuff. So it's really about heartfelt doing nice things. And yes, I used to make cookies and hand them out. However, today with, you know, the restrictions and such, last year, we came up with a solution. And we got dad's cookies that are wrapped. So that worked. And remember when the firefighter came to the door? Do you remember his reaction?
Yeah. It was funny because I remember him saying, you know, how many there were. And then we were going to give them enough cookies for all of them. And he said, no, they would share. And they gave us back cookies. That was so funny. It's like, yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute.
And it's interesting because at the time, I had no idea what I was starting. Now it's over 10 years since I've been doing this. And every time I go to the paramedics, you know, they greet me, oh, it's the cookie lady. Because every year I go, that's when I get to find out what they did to pay it forward. It's not just about receiving something good. It's about how can you cause a ripple effect and do something good for somebody else. And it's interesting because I remember one year in my community here in Embrum, there was a laundromat and I had gone in there to put money in the slots so that whoever came to wash their clothes next would have a surprise and it would be paid for. One lady was in there and she had stuff all over the place. And I said, oh my goodness, you know, what's all this about? And she said, well, she said, my place caught on fire and this is all I have left. So I have to wash everything. And I said to her, wow, that is so sad. I think you might need a hug. Would you like a hug? And she graciously opened her arms to receive a hug because she was all alone trying to scrounge up the rest of what she had left after her fire. So you just don't know how people are impacted by a tiny little thing, but it's the memories for me that fill my heart. And it's an opportunity to fill my, what I call my emotional tank up. It's good for a whole year. And the anticipation of who am I going to impact in the coming year is always very exciting. So it was really nice because you're in Orleans, which is a half hour from me. Mm-hmm. So we have never actually done it together, but last year we decided because it was a weekend that we would go ahead and do that together. And it was a lot of fun. And so I'm glad we've had this experience and hoping that people in their own communities come up with ideas on how they can make a difference for people in their community. And, you know, just going to the library and saying, thank you for providing service. Thank you for providing service. That's all it is. And people feel fantastic when you thank them for their services. Actually, Brenda mentioned last week about a cashier when you're at a grocery store and she's got a lineup a mile long to say, thank you for your service. You're doing a great job. And we don't often do that. We tend to point out the things we're not happy with when it comes to service.
Yeah, it's always easier to pipe up with the negative, you know, and I like that showing, again, Aubrey, my granddaughter, you know, on how to appreciate different things and different people and saying thank you, because it's really funny to see the looks that I get from her, like, okay, Grandma, like, that was really weird. But I said, look at her smiling. Look how happy that made her. And that was just an effort of saying, you know, thank you. And, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing. And she went, okay. But she's learning. She's learning. Because yeah. We also, one Christmas, and this was something I think that came from one of your big gifts. I had excess stuff for Christmas tree, Christmas right. decorations, whatever. And found a single mom who had come from BC to Ottawa, had nothing. Had a little, I think an 8-year-old daughter. So Aubrey and I went out and just bought a few little goodies, but we put this whole bundle together, the Christmas tree, Christmas decorations, and something for mom and the little one. And the mom's friend came and picked her because she didn't have a vehicle. And we got a message back saying that they were so happy and so appreciative. And Aubrey got so giggly happy about doing that and actually understood, you know, it's all about sharing the wealth is what I call it. You know, when you have, you give. And so your big give has definitely impacted and shared that along through some of the generations for sure.
Yep. I remember I had a tree and I said to you, I have this extra tree because we were going to get a fresh one. So I didn't need the artificial tree. Mm. And given that to you for that, that lady and her daughter. So yeah, that any opportunity that you can, especially if you can gather together with other people and then cause a major impact because it's a group of people that are doing something. Going into the seniors' residence, and I would have my daughter color pictures. And that's all it takes. They just absolutely love that stuff. But I do know that one of the big things was a hug. I would ask, does anybody want a hug? And they would open their arms to receive a hug. And it's just one little simple gesture. But you know what? Those people probably don't get very many hugs.
I remember one year when you went into Tim Hortons and almost everybody stood up for a hug. That was amazing.
Yeah. And my daughter worked there and she was so embarrassed. Oh my God, my mom's coming with the jingle bells and making a ruckus in the restaurant. And so I just asked, does anybody want a hug? And it's a weird thing to offer, but you know what? People need that. It's not difficult to do. So anyways, yeah, lots of fun. So that's coming up December 13th, a little better than a month away. So thought it would be a great opportunity to talk about that. And because of the big give, then I decided, why only once a year? Why not do it every week? Not in a big way, but little, like focus on Fridays to be extra nice. And that's where the Friends Friday Fun came from. So speaking of fun, Positive Attitude Zone talk cards, we have a question that Brenda chose for you on our last episode, and it's from the green category. And you know what? It's interesting because I've checked back and rarely in our conversations, you and I, do you get a green creative thinking card. So your question is, if you could have any talent in the world, what would it be?
You know what? I remember as a young girl watching the figure skaters just flowing through on the ice and everything else and just being in awe. And you know what? I think that might be nice to be able to do that and entertain a few people. I used to try to practice doing those swirly things, but of course I was filling my butt. Yeah, I think, you know what? Figure skating would be nice. I remember sitting there just watching it in awe of those gals dance, skating.
Oh yeah. And I love the characters on ice. Those were always fun to go and see with the kids, the Disney characters, the plays that they did skating, you know, which was really neat too. So those are a lot of fun.
Yeah. I still love ice capades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the privilege now, of course, to be able to pick our question for our next episode, which I think is for me, my solo episode, which I'm going to talk about collaboration, the fourth C for success. Mm-hmm. So what number would you like? We need a number between 1 and 5 to pick the category.
Okay, let's go with 3.
All right, that's the purple category. I have 5 cards to pick from.
2.
Oh, what's special about your family? So come back and join me next week. I'm going to do some reflection on this question. What's special about your family? And I will answer that on my solo episode next Friday. And then, of course, it's time to wrap up with a fun joke.
Well, I found one. So it's all about two old friends. So Ned and John love to play baseball. Then one day, John died, leaving Ned inconsolable. A few weeks later, Ned heard someone calling his name. He looked up, standing on a cloud was his old buddy Ned. John called down, goes, I have good news and bad news. The good news is there's baseball in heaven.
Woo-hoo!
He goes, great, says Ned. He says, you're pitching next Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I guess the bad news is that he's in heaven.
He's changing communities.
He's definitely changing communities. I love baseball, though. And that's a fun one for sure. All right. Well, thank you so much, Liz. It has been a lot of fun. And I always enjoy our conversations. And it's so interesting how we are more alike than we are different. You know, as partners, we complement each other because we are different. We have different strengths. But the more that we have these conversations, I'm finding that our upbringing or the people that influenced us to be positive and pay it forward type people are in common, right? Like the, it's a common thread that we have. Obviously, that's what brought us together and what allows our relationship to flow so nicely. So I really appreciate having you here and looking forward to our next conversation, which will obviously be about the 4C collaboration.
Love collaboration. It is key.
It sure is. All right. Well, thank you again so much for joining me, Liz. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to do that. And I really appreciate all of our listeners who have tuned in, because time is the most valuable thing that we have. And to share it with me is really important to me. So thank you very much. And look forward to talking to you again next week for our Friends Friday fun. So happy Friends Friday, Liz.
Happy Friends Friday.
Awesome. That's the way to finish off the week. Thanks again. And bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.